be all about the same.
How does the curtain hang?
On a rod. Goes center instead of up and down.
Mm-hmm. And the top part of the house is called the
ceiling
or
attic.
I guess that would probably also
the covering on it.
The roof.
They're put to the window
and for the things along the edge of the roof to carry
to
the water.
To keep the light out or the
gutter
view.
Okay. What about this? This may
or
be
covering of the window. I
don't know if you've ever seen a house designed like this, but you know, some old-fashioned houses had a house and an L, and where the roof's joined would be a low place there.
Valley.
Okay. And say if you had a lot of old, worthless things, like old broken furniture that you were going to throw out, you'd say, what would you call that? You'd say, wasn't good for anything.
Junk.
Huh?
Junk.
Okay. And a room that could be used for storing just odds and ends in.
Well, it could be a utility room, a storage room, a junk room. Or
okay. And a woman would say if her house was messed up, she'd say, I have to
clean the house.
Okay.
Tidy the house. Vacuum the house.
Do you use the word tidy much?
No, not really.
Uh-huh. Junk.
And the thing you should sweep with would be a
the broom or vacuum cleaner or floor sweeper. Or
okay. Say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so the
junk
door was hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was
in a closet? A broom closet?
Or, no, like,
if in the corner?
Uh-huh. It was where in relation
hiding
to the
house?
Door?
Behind the
vacuum
door.
Vacuum the house?
And if you had a two-story house to get from the first floor to the second floor, you'd have
stairway.
And years ago, on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together, and they'd go do the
washing or laundry.
Okay. And on Tuesday, they'd do the
ironing.
Did people used to use the word laundry much?
I think some of them did, and some didn't. I think when they referred to laundry, they meant dry cleaning more so than the washing of the clothes.
Mm-hmm. What would you say if you?
Well, I would say I'm going to do the clothes. Gather the clothes up. We're going to wash the clothes.
And you remember seeing that when people would a long time ago, before they had washing machines, they'd go out to wash the clothes, and they had this big black
pot.
What is that called?
The wash pot.
I think when they referred to laundry, they
and you know, if you were going to heat up water to make hot tea, you could heat it up in something that had a spout to it.
I would say I'm going to do the clothes.
Did you hear the wash pot?
Yeah, they're the clothes. We're going to wash the clothes.
Is it the same thing? Then the a wash pot and a kettle?
Well, similar because it heats water. Both of them does.
Mm-hmm. But would you call the big thing a wash kettle? Or
call it the, no, a wash pot, I guess.
And you know, some houses have boards on the outside that lap over each other.
Siding.
Okay. And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to
close the door, please.
Or another word you could use instead of close.
Shut the door, please.
Okay. And say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd say, I took a nail and a
hammer.
And I wet the nail in.
Hammered the nail in.
Or talk about driving it, you say,
driving
I wet the nail in.
I will hammer the nail in.
Okay. Or I get in my car and I what to town.
Drive to town.
And you say, yesterday I
went to town.
I what to town.
Drove to town.